the AG stated that the tablet is taken are not well defined and variable and targets are not specific and measurable. And then on the annual performance plan of this year, page 7, page 42, I'm just singling out pages. They're not specific. And we indicated last year that each and every information that we want from the department should be specific. If you are talking about creating jobs, you must not just say creating jobs and not be specific. If you are talking about verifying receipts, how many receipts are you going to verify in the quarter, be specific. If you are talking about 5% of women, you have the specific 5% of women. That's what is lacking in the annual performance plan. And you are not specific. That's the first thing that we need to indicate as a portfolio committee. And on that basis, DG, we also, on behalf of the committee, I also indicated that your presentation has been based on the 2006 managerial document and also 2012 managerial document and also based on the 2010 2013 strategy plan. I'm sure whatever we raised with you has been taken seriously. Because if we talk about a 5-year plan or a 3-year plan, there must be continuity. And if you want to change some of the issues in the 2010-2013 document, you come and have a discussion with us so that we can be able to agree on the matter. That's the starting point. Over to you, Luigi.
Thank you,
Good morning, honorable members, Mr. President. My name is Robert Molusi, acting DDG Projects and Professional Services.
Good morning, honorable chairperson, honorable members. My name is Peter Chiapaska. I'm acting deputy director general for key account management, prestige, and initiative regeneration. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable chair, honorable members. My name is Stanley Anderson, DDG for the Standard for the Board.
Good morning, honorable chair, honorable members. I'm Catherine Sriven, DDG Asset Investment Manager.
Good morning, honorable chair, honorable members. My name is Catherine Sriven, I'm the Chief Minister of Office.
My name is Laisi Mocharivana. I'm the acting DDG Corporate Services.
Good morning, honorable members and chair. My name is Nisada Bokozube. I'm the CEO of the CBE of the Corporate Department.
Good
Good morning, honorable members and everybody. I am not chairman of the committee.
My name is Holly. My name is Bailey Wayne, my dog, and the member.
My name is Function Dreyer, I'm a member of the committee. Wangamabila?
Kumzile Wangamabila, the member of the committee.
Kumzile
Wangamabila, the member of the committee.
Thank you very much. The one that from let us talk about is the deliverables against the government. They did much that has been done to deliver those things. So it probably needs another meeting. But they did much. So it's really difficult. We went through it the whole day, they did much. This end that has been done to deliver them. So I think it's important that there is a solution after that. And so maybe it should be another from another meeting with your commission. Honorable members, I'm going to present the strategic plan of the Department of Country Work for the next MCM period. The minister signed off on this document. And the document is accompanied by the annual performance plan. So what you have done was that included both in the presentation.
Sorry, did you, I don't know that you all have the different shape. Talking about all of your okay, opportunity. Thank you.
that they are going to change, so that all of us realize the change. And I also indicated that the Assembly Friends will also consider the 2006 document on the remedial action mandated by the Department of Public Works. And that document, the 2006 document, was never implemented. And I also indicated that the 2012 turnaround strategy and their annual performance, they should be And I also indicated to the DG that he must come up with a template that will be able to indicate, which I'm not sure that this is the 2010 registration issue that we raised, and for 2012, these are the changes we agreed on that. And that's why I keep saying there's nothing achieved on the issue that we are that she's going to answer today. And that's why she's saying she would like us to have another meeting so that we can be able to deal with the issues that she says whenever they run. That's my
understanding. And what we have done, honorable member, we have a comparison of the present plan. The previous one, like the chapter 6 indicator, they've done that, that's one. And also the last column is also included. But the one that I'm starting with, we decided let's not combine them. The document was going to be very fun. Let's separate them. Now I'm going to present the strategic plan that is going to be implemented from the 1st of April. I'm starting with that now, with the budget. And then after that, we'll go through the comparison, excluding the 2006 one, because nothing has been done in terms of that. That's what I'm saying, presentation.
And also in his estimate of national expenditure, the figures in this document don't totally tie with the document that he gave us. I ruled myself out of order by saying maybe you started compiling this report early in June last year. That's why the figures won't time. Over to you. And before the minister, let us hear for you this side. And welcome, Minister. And can you allow the minister to settle? That the department indicators are not well defined and variable, and targets are not specific and measurable. And I take in your annual performance plan an example, page 33, page 37, page 34, page 42. And in those pages, they are not specific. So if we talk about 50% minimum, 50% of what? If you are saying by the invoices, we'll be able to deal with 35% of invoices. In that, I indicated 35% of that. So I indicated for the beginning that they are not specific. Next time when they give us numbers, they must be specific and not generalized. So if they talk about percentage, it doesn't say anything. That's what I indicated, referring to the AD. The mass in its annual, that is 2010-2011 annual report. Over to the DG.
Oh, okay.
by sharing with portfolio committee. I had serious presentation about signing off on this. There seemed too much that seems like routine presentation. Promises made year after year. But of course I did find out this is a 5-year plan to cover the core money of the department. And I confirmed just for one reason only. That is that I'm convinced that we can turn this department around to be able to achieve the target. But in terms of the strategic APP, I have to be very clear to the portfolio committee that successful implementation is dependent upon the adoption of a focused turnaround. It is going to be business as usual, not to be able to be implemented. You remember, Chairperson and I remember, that together with the acting DG, we have shared with the community the approach which we have adopted. And let me reinstate the principle as the main plans of our turnaround strategy. We said it starts with strong and committed leadership at the top. But requires also the buy-in and the active participation of all levels of the department. Yesterday, we met with the union to lead the union. Precisely to take this point forward. Because already others are sending other signals that we are out to parents and so on and so on. And you know there's resistance. And you remember that as we need to act more with the top manager. Now I want to look at the lower manager, the DDG, I mean the deputy director. And even the telegraph. So that active participation of all levels is going to be important for us. So this requires that we stabilize the leadership of the department by dealing with the current suspension and the situation where half the top management are in active position. Further, we did indicate that the turnaround requires that we build additional capacity around the office of the DG, not the office of the minister. Specifically to institutionalize and manage the change process within the department. And this would also allow the DG to continue to focus on the business. So for this end, then, honorable member, a support team is being recruited, consisting of the chain management specialists as well as expertise in the core functional areas of this department. So that support team will, among others, monitor and support the short-term capitalization and ensure that we get the value for money. That capacity is embedded in this department. So also we tend to investigate areas or other areas where yeah. get available relatively quickly. So, and we have to know our terms of reference for such projects and to monitor and evaluate as we need. We have also said we want to start a process of strategic review in each mining that knowledge which is in the department, because there are people with the knowledge in the department, but for some reason or the other, morale has gone down. We say that this finding would form the basis for a more systematic diagnostic of the department, which would point to a priority area which might need attention. And then the intention then is also to draw up an agenda and a strategy for a more fundamental review and renewal of that organization. That organization or that business needs a renewal, including the secondary engineering. And I've also assured everybody that the support team we are putting, not putting a number of consultants there, we're using a lot of people from our entity. They are not there to take over the operation or to replace the existing staff. We think that these measures today begin to create an organizational environment which is conducive to support both further stabilization initiatives and to steer what we call the long-term change process. But this is not an end in itself. Upset the beginning of the So the turnaround requires that we stabilize the current operation of the department, while also embarking on a process of long-term organizational review. Because like we are seated here, you want us to respond to the issue. We're not just going to hide behind the turnaround. While we're trying to turn around, we must respond to as we're talking about quick stabilization. And in this respect, SFC has already started to put in place a number of stabilization projects to address the immediate weakness. I can tell you, in 2 months' time, where we report on the assets or the immovable assets register, you will see the future. So the cleaning of that immovable asset and the audit query, which have been created, we're trying to be on top. You would remember the announcement was made about looking at each and every lead, but the only problem is when you try to plug the hole there, something else comes, and finally it comes in the media. What is even funny? What comes from the media is spot on and quite correct. It's like somebody is having a document. But what you require in the meeting, you're not able to get the accurate information. That's very interesting. So when you need this information officially, you're not able to get all this correct. But when it's in the media, you can see that people have the right information. And they come to you with this question, and they put them in installment. They do not put everything. They put one and get your response, and come with the other. You can see they're trying to round the officers like a package of a lawyer in the court. So in respect of the list, the following actions have been taken and are implemented. Remember, I talked about withdrawing the delegation to reaches to ensure scrutiny. But the problem this has led to the backlog in the short term. I've talked about the suspension. When I've talked about the suspension into the resulting from
located. Some of the cities, these cities, have already, the first cities have already taken place because we are avoiding these long processes. Now there is also a public one, the concession to overturn the irregular diseases in the case of the much publicized subsidy, which upset expensive for the PMP thing, because you can see the banks now are also jumping into the defense. And it seems what is some of one of the banks when we're talking about reviewing all this, they're jumping to say the market is worried. Why is the market worried if the issue is a problem? That's the question we should ask. Unless the issues are not proper, they know they are going to be tested. And so the recent announcement of the joint program with Treasure to overhaul all these things with the objective to further identify irregular listings and take necessary action to collect outstanding money owed to the department and establish that reliable lead basis. And all that was, let me up front apologize to the Portfolio Committee for spending a lot of time on the operation when this is primarily a strategic test. My reason for this chapter is to make the point that the strategic target of the department remain unattainable unless we address the underlying systemic weakness. That's the reason. You might come here and talk nicely, but if you don't address the systemic issues, you're not going to play. That's why I'm doing this. Second, to convey to the Parliament that we are developing a turnaround strategy and that the Department is committing to addressing the fundamental challenge. Turning to the Department and the strategic plan and the annual performance plan, there are three sectors. Outcome the department seeks to address. First, the outcome four is the one of creating the decent employment through inclusive economic growth. Outcome eight is the one of sustainable human settlement and improved quality of household life. And 12, creating efficient and effective and development for the endangered population and an empowered, fair and inclusive. I think this is a guide for us in terms of our strategic chairperson, the acting DG, will speak to these outcomes in detail yesterday and other outcomes that form the basis of this department strategy. Chair and honorable members, the next 5 years need to see the Department of Public Works being more responsive to the priority of that. It cannot be due to the future. Our goal is to improve compliance, efficient and management performance of the department. Therefore, over the medium term, the department's priorities include strengthening the state movable assets register and vetting the state movable assets. The audit of the list and the review of the list management and establishing financial control and addressing the audit challenge. I think these steps are crucial. These steps are crucial to ensure the capacity of the department to fulfill its core mandate as the custodian of and the manager of the state. department has a mandate to create jobs and work opportunities, principally through the EPWP, in such a way as to improve the quality of the life of the poor community. For example, through the program of training assistance for the ECT. The department is also charged with addressing the skills shortage, particularly in relation to the built environment profession. In developing the skills labor force for inclusive growth, the department will build on the skills development program, which also includes the skills pipeline strategy spearheaded by the Council for Built Environment, which is an entity of the department. This is a deliberate effort to develop professionally, especially young professionals. I've been having an engagement more than 3 times with the Prince Council about even issues of transformation, which sounds to be very, very hard, where other people want to be taking money. These are the issues I'm ready to confront, including the issues of the legislation which has been hanging for some time. We must be mindful of the fact that the population that possesses this critical skill is 18 old. And so we need to groom our young professionals. For the next 5 years, we see the department create a platform to increase the pool of intellectual capital among the black people, particularly women in this sector, by contributing towards the increased investment in the skills development. And of course, training of the existing and the new campus. In this respect, then, the re-establishment of the workshops of the department is very crucial. You will also appreciate that they might not be enough. There are a number of black graduates in this technical area who have not been given a chance. Certificated, either as engineers and so on. Because when they are absorbed by this company, they are not given the answer. These are the issues which are painful for us. Maybe when we award tenders to some of these big companies, we must put some of these conditions. On the budget side, let me quote Lana Rafael, a fictional character featured in a number of science fiction novels by Robert Heinlein. And I quote, "If it cannot be expressed in figure, not science, it's opinion." Unquote. Well, Jefferson and honorable members, the budget is certainly not an opinion. And how it then is allocated to the various programs explains the size of that department. So the department allocating for the financial year 2012-2013 is almost 8 billion. And this budget is expected to increase over the medium term due to additional funding for the 9-state sector of the EPWP. And I think the acting team will keep more detail on the program. What I would like to emphasize, just in particular, on the infrastructure budget is that the department's long-term infrastructure plan will include 3 key focus areas, which are the new, the replacement, upgrade, and addition to ensure service delivery to clients. And to build the necessary asset of the team. Let me raise this matter. I'm sometimes we've been seen to be very wasteful when it comes to repairs and maintenance. Sometimes it's necessary, but sometimes it's the nature of the state building we're dealing with. With some of them have been declared as heritage sites. I mean, those heritage buildings, you don't come to them. You have to keep them as they are. And you have to order very expensive material from outside the country. And you have to enter into very complex ways and have all sorts of engineers, not like any normal building. Because that must be kept intact. It must not be touched. Sometimes you have to apply to the Council of the Province to deal with those buildings. And most of those off-carbon buildings are heritage buildings. That's why sometimes they go beyond what they are supposed to be in terms of what we spend on this building. Well, sometimes it might just be necessary when you deal with the private sector. You know, the private sector on any construction you always want to make it here. That's the experience internationally. So maintenance and repairs to safeguard the assets we already have. It's a very big issue. So the policy previously of keeping on the plan maintenance in the false economy, it costs you more in the long term. The rehabilitation, renovation and refurbishment, we are committed to rescuing the state building. Some which have fallen into disrepair. I don't know why they were allowed to be a state for such a long time. This is central to the inner city regeneration strategy, as well as our strategic goal of shifting the percentage of accommodation away from this to our own building. That's the new emphasis now, which is going to be long term. I think this is paying bills. But if we were to move to our own buildings, we might have to cut a lot. And all this must speak to the outcome not just highlighted. As this year's strategic plan replaces the old corporate strategy in terms of consistent performance introduced across government, let me also thank our strategic management committee in the office of the DG and the entire executive management for their hard work and support in preparing our plan for the year ahead. Coincidentally, the strategic management unit was headed by the current acting DG until I took the decision. So it is the same hard work and support that ultimately will see collective realization of the high standards of the provision of the official accommodation for all national civil organizations, provision of construction and management services to the client, leadership for and coordination of the expanded public works program, and the realization to its fullest of the mandate of the job creation. The first thing I have indicated that I have started another campaign of meeting with all ministers individually who are the major players to analyze what was wrong with the process that they caught from us, what can we do as the way it was. And we have agreed, because at some stage we are advised that all ministers should consider having highly technical people in the form of engineers as part of their advisory team. So sometimes these issues are very technical. So we are agreeing with some of the few ministers that we met. that when the commissioners for protest will be in trying to take it, so that we can together, we monitor together the implementation of that, and we find out from there. But I will hand over to the DG to continue with that further step.
Thank you, Minister, for your honesty and transparency. Minister, before you are coming, we have already raised the issue of the crazy time in this certain plan. To say, Minister, we have a workshop that we want to do with Trinidad. Trinidad indicated to us that the crazy time in this certain plan is the core document. And if the department is thinking of changing some of the things in the 2010-2013, the department should have approached the committee. The committee will come back with the other time on the 2010-2013. And when I read this, Honorable Wanyamadina was sent in. And when she came in, she also raised the same issue to say, and this committee should take the 2010-2013 and as a core document. And I don't know how to do it. In my interaction with the DG, I also interviewed the DG to say this year's submission should go hand in hand with another foreign state, 2010-2013, and also with the 2006 document on the remedial action. That by then there was a document of 2006 document on the real of the department, and also on the 2012 remedial document, that they should be linked in all these four documents. And on that note, and also I also indicated to the DG that there should be a template of where they will indicate the 2010-2013 issues that were raised in the service there, and then now the register that was coming in, and the that template should indicate all the changes that are going to take place. And this morning, the DG indicated that, yes, the template is there, but it's not desirable. And she requested that we organize another meeting where we discuss the template that she takes in with this morning. So those are the issues that we raised this morning. DG organized, and also to say to Minister, this letter of parliament, all of us here, we've got this document, we've got reservations on this strategic plan, and there are issues that need to be explained and clarified to us. There are a lot of them. We're not satisfied about the issue that you're going to present to the DG. And you also indicated, the minister also indicated that you have also satisfied. So these are the issues that are the one us to, we want the department to clarify for us.
Thank you.
but like I said, there is another document that the comparative analysis of issues that we have made in the previous strategic plan, including this particular strategic plan, so we can be presented after the war. The presentation, honorable member, will focus on the question about our view and the key, the need and conflict priorities. And the presentation will be made looking at program 1 up to program 5, and then the budget. What is of interest for honorable members? I'm happy that you're having a workshop with Treasury. We use not to present the infrastructure plan attached to the strategic plan because it's part of the new framework on the strategic plan and annual performance plan. And after that infrastructure plan, which really speaks to the projects that the department will implement, some are rolled over from the previous year. It will also be followed by the budget. And honorable members, do you know the mandate of the Department of Public Works? Outline the end slide in the introduction that we are responsible for providing accommodation to the client department at national level. And that means that we are responsible for the planning of the machine management and the disposal of the mobile assets. And being the custodian of the immovable assets of the state. We also provide leadership and coordinate the implementation of the MWP. The strategic plan, honorable member, is informed by the Minister's Performance Agreement. That was signed by the President and the Minister, which focuses on the outcomes that the Minister has alluded to before. And to send employment, to increase the sustainable human settlement, and improve quality of household life, and efficient and effective and development oriented public service, and then empower strength and inclusive. These specific outcomes, the deep study, are the ones that are the Minister of Performance Agreement. In terms of what public works will do to respond to those three outcomes, we have committed to reducing unemployment to respond to outcome 4, to actually look at analyzing the cost structure of the South African economy and expanding the GWP, and making sure that our building program does generate employment for the unemployed and work opportunities under the GWP. And as part of that inclusive growth, honorable members, we have to ensure the department that since we are responsible for the transformation and regulation of the construction sector, that the input costs are attended to as part of managing inflationary and issues to the economy. Outcome 8, the focus area, release of land and focus for developmental purposes to start the document settlement. And facilitate the creation of remote area systems through, rather by using our removable asset footprint. It's good that you have asked us to actually do the comparison because we have reported before this committee before how much land we have used for human settlement. This was the directive of the president. We are supposed to receive. We are supposed to release land for low-income housing, stated as simple as that in the Minister of Economic Agreement. The other two outcomes that are not in the Minister of Economic Agreement, that are to which the department has to contribute to, are skilled and capable workforce to support an inclusive growth path and create an efficient, competitive and responsive infrastructure network. If I were to start with the last bullet, Honorable Member, the Department of Public Works is one of the core departments in the infrastructure cluster. It is there to ensure that it generates enough work opportunities for the industry, but it should also, going forward, be able to say, in terms of the commitment we have made in that 2006 document, we should be able to play a critical and visible role in the delivery of funds and responsive infrastructure, and our focus being social infrastructure mainly. The skilled and capable workforce, Honorable Member, it continues also to be working process. While we have entities that report to us that are assisting with the development of professionals in the business environment and in property management, the achievement of that outcome is also reliant on the human resource development strategy of the country. Because we're not talking here about also getting these engineers being all over, but in the school system itself must be able to give birth to those students that go in tertiary institutions and actively engage in the built environment and profession. Key policy priorities over the five years, Honorable Member, they come from the medium-term strategic framework of the country. But what we have to do, what as a department, to give effect to those that are medium-term strategic priorities of the country. And as a department, we have committed to stabilizing leadership in the department, clean corporate governance and reviewing of the effectiveness of our operations. The reason why we, in the media, around the issue of risk is also indicating some weaknesses in terms of our regional operations, as our regional offices are the implementation arm of the department. We have also focusing on the state removable assets register. I have alluded to this before, that we're working with Ernst & Young to actually clean out this asset register so that we don't come and present conflicting figures to the community. We're also involved in rural development, and this one is a long haul, Honorable Members. The vesting process is under the custodianship of rural development. But in public work, we work with rural development to ensure that state properties are properly vested in the correct sphere of government. Auditing of leases and reviewing of the lease management system. Honorable Members, we have started negotiations with Treasury on how we're going to manage the leases so that we don't end up managing a system where every day you read about a lease that has been discovered that does not comply. So we're working on that, but the auditing of leases is going to continue very seriously working with children. Such a meeting did take place yesterday, and there's no other way. We just need to overhaul this meeting and make sure that we build fundamental pillars of how you run a risk management business. Establishing financial control and addressing the audit challenges, that continues to happen. Minister has alluded to the fact that we have had people seconding, we have received people seconding from some of our entities to come and assist us, at least for now, with cleaning the audit challenge. Transforming the built environment through emerging contractors and lines with people, and promoting labor intensive and clean practices. The issue of emerging contractors practices goes back to way back. But that does not stop us from trying, because we are in charge of the budget of the government that goes into the enterprise. We continue obviously linked to the emerging contractors. We have challenges when it comes to achieving the right targets sorry to use that term around the triple DVD. And I think probably one of the things that we will be looking at is how do we leverage the power of the state, the power of the state when it comes to public wealth, lies in the contracts that public wealth has. Which basically means that we have the power to call and turn around property sector in the country if we apply our minds very carefully. So I want to leverage intensive and green practices. The EPWP has been giving that, but we're also looking at ensuring that the in the framework that will make sure, amongst other things, that our buildings fit to eco-friendliness that is required in this country. Effective client relations management to improve service delivery and good management. We'll continue to strive to do that. And as the minister alluded to, most of our clients are still unhappy about the service that we are. I would like to assure you that this is not a new thing, as I have alluded to this before. We have had a service delivery improvement program in the department, which was called the Minister. Public work staff were trained on how you actually deal with the service delivery imperatives in government. We also commit before you, Chairperson and honorable members, that we will, through public work investment in the economy, deal with unemployment, poverty, and inequality, and make sure that as a department, we are able to measure our contribution to job creation and also to the creation of the skills we support. We also commit to improving supply chain management. This is what has gotten us into the media a lot, especially around the business. Human resource management addresses the challenges of the PMCE, reviews the state disposal app, finalized the expropriation bill, the CBE bill, and the Agrimon Transactica bill. We have a new chief directorate, honorable members. We have never in the department focused on building in-house capacity and capability around facilities management. We have now established a chief directorate that is responsible for facilities management. Development of skills in the built environment. We also have a program that is called the Young Professionals. We have always had the intent, the internship program and mentorship program, and also the bursary scheme. We also committed in the previous plans and in this one, Chairperson and honorable members, to reviving public works workshops so that we are able to absorb graduates who come from some of our institutions. Public entities. These are the public entities that report to public work. Program 1, chapter 2. The purpose of the program is to provide strategic leadership and support, including the accommodation needs and overall management of public work. Under this program, we have the Ministry and the Office of the Director General and all the units that are reporting there. We have the Chief Operations Officer, Facilities Management Unit, IGR, MNE, and Internal Auditor Investigation Services. We paid attention to the comments by the AG and the comments by honorable members on building the internal capacity and capability of MNE in the department and internal audit. We're paying attention to that. Finance and supply chain management also falls under Program 1 and the corporate services. Corporate services is quite a huge branch. Although it's a support service, it's important that as a department we pay particular attention to its deliverables, particularly around human resource planning, information services, and IT is an enabler in any business. International relations, communications, and legal services, security services, gender, and disability. This is These are the targets as required by the as stated in the strategic plan. We have to present to you annually a strategic plan and an annual performance plan of the company. We have to make sure that as a business we pay attention to issues of risk, and therefore we have to have an annual review of the risk management strategy of the department. If you look at the strategic plan, you will see a table there that speaks to the risk, the high risk areas of the business. But we will also, what I would like to share with you that each business unit in the department has its own risk register that speaks to those risk areas. We also have ITR under this, which has to make sure that the respective intergovernmental relations in the department. This is also an ITR, also responsible for the management of our entity and make sure that there are good relations, but also relations that seek to achieve service delivery between us and our entity. We have an MNE, we committed to develop an MNE policy and guidelines. While we have acknowledged at Chairperson that there are weaknesses in terms of the organization of the MNE in the department, we're paying attention to that as well. We recently had a workshop with the Department of MNE based in the presidency to come and explain certain things, but I would like to share with you that that department has been to the department many a time to actually present the entire outcome-based approach. But these are the performance indicators under Program 1 for the unit that have been in the office. Internal audit plan. One can just emphasize the importance of internal audit. But some of the issues that have also made us make headlines in the media are issues that the internal audit unit couldn't pick up or have tried to pick up, but because of capacity issues, they have never been able to enforce their implementation. The unit also is paying attention to fraud prevention, and that fraud prevention strategy must be reviewed and updated on an ongoing basis. So the target, therefore, would be that fraud prevention strategy, and also ensuring that we have workshops and educational awareness using our internal communication mechanism, which is called WebSignal. Finance and SCM, honorable members. The 5-year target is to look at the issue of debtors in analysis. The performance indicator will be reduction in those debtors in the debtors in analysis. What will be the target for the next coming fiscal year? Reduce that to 1 year. Compliance to essays are for the PMCE. Unless we get the compliance issue for the PMCE as presented to you previously, Chairperson, we are going to continue to have challenges with the audit of the department. So the performance indicator would be to ensure that we do comply to that, but also we commit to 90% compliance to that. Compiling of financial statements from the QW, performance indicator, the audit report, and the target would be actually annual financial statements submitted by 2013. The next one has the next target is settlement of all invoices within 21 days. There's a lot of noise in the country about us, about the country not necessarily missing these 30 days. But if you look at the target, we're committed to 85% invoices to be settled within 21 days. Compliance to FCMCC. The target is 100% compliance for those two skills. We can't go below 100% on that one. Improve management of movable assets. 95% commitment for a complete and accurate model from asset corporate services, the biggest branch in the department in terms of the units located under. And the 5-year target is 95% of post-establishment fields, and the indicator will be to reduce the vacancy rate. The vacancy rate, honorable members, is like a runaway price because people resign and then the vacancy rate also increases, but you just have to have a clear plan on how you are going to manage turnover of staff. The commitment is 85%, or rather the target is 85%, we ensure that 85%, we achieve 85%, and that's the target. The next one is on the training budget. The training budget allocated from our global budget to the department, it should be fully spent. The next one is provide the government-wide integrated removable asset management system. And that 5-year target belongs to our IT unit and our foreign services. And the target will be for the year, beginning with April, implement the work control module and billing and accounting system. We also responsible for communication and our corporate services. And the target is to ensure 100% implementation of the developmental communication process. Legal matters. We find ourselves always going to court. And the legal unit is probably one of the busiest units in the department. But we have also set the target of ensuring that the legal opinion or interim report will respond to all requests within 14 days so that we don't have a backlog of legal cases. For some of these cases, we find that we don't really have to go to court. Gender and disability, they are responsible for women and youth and people with disabilities. The commitment is to ensure a 5% increase in the participation of women, youth and people with disabilities in the commitment of our work. International relations, public works is an active player in bilateral commissions and agreements signed between our country and friendly countries. Our international relations chief directorate is the focal point that represents the department. We will ensure that going forward we will continue to take part in those bilaterals and making sure that we sign those agreements to provide support to countries that call for support from South Africa, like we have done before in the Congo, in Guinea, and other countries in the continent. Security management falls under corporate services. They are responsible for vetting, among other things, vetting of personnel and security clearance. And the team of personnel in this department. Their target, therefore, is prioritizing personnel. This would include, among other honorable members, probably almost everybody who works in supply chain management, because that's also where the leakage is. Establishment of a screening and units, as well in the business of infrastructure, where everybody wants to have a piece of the pie. The companies that work or that deliver the services for public work have to be screened and assessed. So the security unit is also responsible for that. So they committed to 200 companies to be screened. Program 2. Honorable members, this is where the money of the department goes. The bulk of those billions are spent here. Not that the other programs are not important, but this is where the money is spent. They've committed to three of those outcomes that are in the strategic plan, as we said here. And here are the sub-programs. chair the first program and strategic asset investment analysis, and this is what they are responsible for, to plan for life cycle use of asset management based on credible asset data and portfolio and property analysis to achieve efficient economy and effectiveness in the use of public wealth movable asset portfolio. Projects and professional services. Management of construction projects so that we prevent hand variation orders, and they are also responsible for refurbishment projects. But also they have to pay attention that as we implement these projects, we do generate jobs, whether for the industry and permanent jobs in the industry. In assisted regeneration, I've mentioned before that this program was approved by cabinet. And this program, their cabinet approval then, years ago, were instructed to make sure that government departments get accommodation within the city of Kwane. But as I have shared with you before, some government departments just don't like to be in the system. So the country that I guess further than we move to that country before. But the program has also been affected mainly by the changes also in the leadership of the network, whereby we have to start afresh and go and sell the program. Operations management. Honorable members, operations management refers to the 11 regional offices of council. This is the operations engine of the business. They support the business by ensuring that the operation maintenance, optimal utilization, and disposal of the renewable assets. Key account management and prestige. Key account management is the state of public wealth. When you enter public wealth, you are looking for a building. You have to speak to the relevant key account manager. Prestige management includes your estate and others. This is where service level agreements are facilitated, and this is where the compilation of user asset management templates has to be managed and monitored, and this is also where the capital wealth implementation program from user departments has to find its entry to the department, or through which it might find its entry to the department. These are the indicators and the budget targets of asset investment management. And Mr. Fastuban, who's sitting there on my extreme right, the department has committed to this program to verify 50% of properties on the removable asset register. And that budget target is 31st March 2014. Confirmation of ownership of 5,895 land parcels under the custodianship of our department. And for the next 6 years, the confirmation of 1,190 land parcels. Development of CM and the implementation program. The commitment is 100% CM compiled, and also the WIP and the PMIP. Reduction of electricity and water consumption. Public Works is also responsible for ensuring that the work line department has access to quality water. In that respect, in one of the buildings, we have a floor that actually holds where all of this is happening. I don't know if you have another community that has actually seen those young men and women in white coats working there to ensure that government buildings have access to public water. And obviously, they were given in public. Those are the targets that the We've also, over the past few years, been involved in the energy efficiency program, which now we are implementing in partnership with the IDP. Rehabilitation of properties. We commit to rehabilitate 10 properties this year. 500 buildings made accessible to people with disabilities. We commit to 100 buildings for the next fiscal year. Land to be released for human settlement purposes for those low-income houses. You would recall that this particular target is in the Minister's agreement. We commit for the next fiscal year to release 210 of them. 25 properties released for land reform purposes. For this year, for next year, it will be 20 properties released for land reform purposes. And this is 100% of all leases would be assessed in three identified. And this would be achieved, Honorable Chairperson, and may be subject to change at all, because this is a partnership that we're starting with the Treasury. 1,000 portfolio property and project is the community assessment, and we commit to conduct 100% 1,500 market valuations for acquisition, letting and disposal, and commit to conduct 200 market valuations. This is quite a tiresome, or rather cumbersome, program to evaluate, to engage in valuation of public buildings with different capacities. And we are committed to that number. Process and professional services. 5 year target, 2,500, 200 projects to be completed under Centers 8. Can explain that later for this. Create learning and training opportunities for 500 graduates under this under project of built environment and young professionals. For the next fiscal year, we focus on attaining 100 training opportunities. Prioritize 35% of the capital budget, the target, that is the 5-year target, and the annual budget expenditure would be 35%. Inactive remuneration. The target, agreement with 3 cities and 7 towns. Target for the next fiscal year would be to conclude 2 of those memoranda of agreement in the city. The 5-year target under NFC regeneration, the next one is teaching plans completed for clients. And the target would be complete the toilet master plan and teaching plan. Creation of 800 jobs in the construction sector, using the construction management methodology, and the target for the next year would be to upgrade the construct building that will create 200 jobs. Operations management. The leases. The commitment for the next fiscal year would be, this is a global figure that includes all the regions, 2,850. The Department of Public Works, at least those that we know, is responsible for. It's important that I say that because after this overhaul, there may be questions like, you said 2,850. For now, the financial transactions that we are engaged in around this indicate that the number 2,850. And also, when it comes to payment of municipal services and later taxes, the commitment is to ensure that it sticks to the norm of 30 days. Compliance with OSHA Act, the department undertakes to do 4,762 building inspections of state and municipal facilities. And verification of those buildings. and whether they are optimally utilized or used. Effective management of facilities management contracts for safe movable assets under the MTF. The target is to have a facilities management strategy applied in accordance with the implementation plan. Key account management. The front desk of public works, which is now headed by Peter Chapasco, sitting on my extreme right, acting DDG Cam. He is responsible, honorable members, for making sure that we do sign this service level agreement. The commitment is to sign 25 SLAs. Annual completion of UN, the User Asset Management Plan, and completion of 50 user departments. And the commitment is to deliver the 50. Signed capital work implementation program for user departments, the 5-year target, and the annual target is signed for 10 user departments. 5-year target reports are sent monthly to 50 user departments to ensure that we improve, among other things, on service delivery. The target is the reports are sent to 50 user departments. Prestige. We are responsible for this portfolio, and we are also mindful of the media interest in this. But also this includes the prestige lines of the country. So most of the projects that are that fall under this particular sub-program, honorable members, there is no necessarily public disclosure of everything that we do under that program. But we have to ensure that we have signed service level agreements with our prestige clients. This will include Parliament and the President. I don't know what was signed the SLA, but the mic keeps on pushing off. And so I have to check that we have an SLA on this mic. On the last note, I guess I'm paying for my sins. Comparison of prestige imposes the DPW, UN, the 5-year target. We've got to also have a UN for our prestige clients that we take the treasury. We seek also to ensure that there are monthly reports submitted to Parliament and the President in terms of the services delivered to those clients. And also, lastly, on the under prestige, the approval of calendar and provision of infrastructure support for scheduled events. This would include honorable members, for example, as the national order, the inauguration of the president, when that opportunity arises, etc., etc. EPWP, we are committed to 4.5 million, and the person who's heading this is Stanley Henderson. I also think that he's sitting in my on my extreme right. He's not very tall, honorable member. The target for 2012 is 3,500 to participate in the NYS. But also the NYS, honorable member, the department is using formidable relations with the NYPA. The number of municipalities reporting on EPWP targets, that's important. The community and the municipalities to report on the EPWP target. Total number and performance indicator under that 5-year target. Total number of work opportunities created through EPWP. We tried in four. 1,210,000 work opportunities. Total number of EPWP opportunities created on provincial asset roads. That would be the indicator, and we work very close with the Department of Transport on this, especially on the rural roads program. We are looking at creating 130,000 work opportunities. Construction most of the outstanding bills that should serve before you, honorable members, are managed by this branch, and the head of this is the people who's not here. We have Agrimo South Africa bill, which has to be presented to Parliament, and the commitment for this year to receive approval from the Joint Evaluation Committee for the Creation of the Parliament. And the next one would be the Built Environment Profession Bill, and the tabling of that bill in Parliament. In the Expropriation Bill, and the target is to ensure that that bill goes to Parliament. The National Contractor Development Program, a 5-year target under this branch of program. The National Contractor Development Program is really a joint initiative between public works and the construction industry, the CIPP, and the commitment around that program to ensure that the program is expanded and its implementation closely monitored. And also there's a review of the strategy, review that strategy to align to CCC code. This is the property management strategy at Chapter 10 and honorable members that we presented to you in 2006. Which, because of the constitutional provisions around the whole issue of property in South Africa, if you look at the property charter, I noted that some of you said that you've never had that charter presented to you. That will be taken care of. But as a way of responding and ensuring that we can implement the targets in the charter, honorable member, we developed this property management strategy of BE, job creation, and poverty alleviation. Because when you look at the targets in the charter, and you look at South Africa in terms of property ownership, and you go to the constitution and you look at the property clause, it became clear that it will probably take another century for us to be able to transform the property sector. So the target in relation to that would be to review the strategy to align to those CCC codes. And that's all I need to explain that one. Green, do this framework, commit to the development of a green building program for government to create green jobs and economic growth. Some of these things are already in the strategic plan of the Minister of Economic Development, so it should be at least easier for public works to be able to comply. Under that green building framework, the target is to develop equal labor criteria for selected construction materials. The next target, honorable members, under this program, the development of best practice guidelines for management of safety movable assets in the national and provincial spheres of government. And the target is to roll out life cycle guidelines to national and provincial custodians. And we also commit to commence the development of further best practice guidelines. I know that you are mindful of implementation of PIAMA and our commitment to ensure that the local community is actually implementing the principles of the young. This program, honorable members, is a program called Resiliency and Associated Strategy. I'm just going to list the purpose of the program. It's there to provide for various services, including compensation for losses of government assisted housing schemes, assistance organizations for the preservation of national memorials. You are aware that we give the Commonwealth War Graves Commission an annual allocation to take care of Commonwealth graves. And also, lastly, to meet the protocol responsibilities for state action, as I've mentioned before, and the national order, and other functions that we are called upon to respond to as a department. The budget. The CFO will present the budget.
The budget is settled on the first one is the income transfer budget of the department. We can do new replacement, upgrade, and extension. The total budget of the department is 1.4 billion. What I'm going to show here is the breakdown in terms of the programs that are captured in the system. For departmental is basically the budget allocated to the department for projects that are managed by the department. For instance, the offices that we are building for DPW and all the other activities that relate to the DPW implementation of its offices. For the 2012-13 financial year, under departmental, we have allocated 278 million. For accessibility of our state buildings, we have allocated 28 million for 2013. For dolomite risk management, we have allocated 130 million. Net cost of entry allocated 585 million. This includes earmarked funds for the improvement of the Department of Home Affairs and the net cost of entry. Inactivity generation, 114 million has been allocated with special projects, which includes our prestige being allocated 323 million. So we have also unpacked some of the projects that are captured under the 1.4 billion as they are listed on the screen. This is just more additional information to show you the projects that are in the system related to this amount. Perhaps to explain the consultancy fees that are kept us under the DPW budget, we are also explaining the distinction between functional and management consultancy. Okay, as you are aware that we've kept up a big amount of about 135 million under consultancy under program 2. These funds basically relate to the consultancy services that are the offices that you are talking about that you are building at public way. Where are the offices? Are they in the project? No, not yet. In Pretoria, the office has not started. The project has not started in Pretoria. It's going to be the Azubal, it's the event. We are still under planning on the rehabilitation side. The office that has been completed is the Bloemfontein office. That one has been completed. The rest are still under planning going outside there and the normal balance. The one in Bloemfontein is the one that was, the budget was 8 million and it went up to 201 million. Are you looking at that one? That's why I want you to clarify. In the last meeting, you indicated about the pattern of public works offices. That was estimated at 68 million, but it ended up at 261 million. So I want you to be specific, to say which office are you referring to, if there's a group of the offices you indicate, so that we can be able to make a very good program. I hear you very well. Those amounts that you are referring to, they are part of what is captured under departmental. And I would like to ask the acting DG project to zoom into the specific amount that we will know. 3GO is the building that you are referring to, the building that you are occupying currently. That is the one that was reported as having a career from the DG project. Can you give more information on the meat of the
okay, thank you, CFO. What happened in a particular project, it refers to the upgrading of CGO. When the project started, the intention was to refurbish it on stages. And then during the course of the construction, the management decision was that all occupants of CGO have to move to a lead building, and then we instituted a variation order facility to complete the entire project. As it moved from 68 to 238 million, and the project is 261 million. The project is now been completed and occupied. It's where the head office has moved to at the moment.
Minister, can I allow the CFO to continue, but not come back to the issue of valuation? Because it's now becoming a tendency of having a department with valuations that are not explainable. People will talk about rain, about weather, about death. Somebody died, what is that? So we want to deal with it. And again, this issue of project, who was running this project? Because for now, I'm told, some would say, that you are no longer in charge of project. It's a super college. Somebody is in charge of project right now. I don't know, but I need to be clarified. As we are talking, who is in charge of project? As we are talking. So that the person who is in charge should be able to respond to questions. Because I indicated when we were not here yesterday, the issue of 1818. People tend to be not accountable and answerable to some of the issues that we are having. CFO, continue.
Thanks, the next slide shows the maintenance and repairs budget. Let me explain also that the maintenance and repairs budget is funding that comes out of the revenue collected from the TMT. The revenue that we collect on state accommodation and management leases. That's where we source these funds for our maintenance and repairs. It's not funding that is sitting under what was appropriated through the appropriation budget. We have allocated 1.9 million for maintenance and repairs. This includes the revenue projects that we are running in the department and other planned maintenance that have been through the planning process and maintenance. We have also included the detail of some of the projects that are captured in the system where we are going to spend this money. Overall, on the WCS system, we have about 6,000 projects. 6,000 capital projects.
We are missing some slides here. This is the seventh slide.
Yeah.
This one is the current one. We don't have.
Yeah, it's not in here.
We are paid the 10 and 16 to ask. Tech paid the 16.
This one, yeah. Let me just say something. This presentation was sent to you on Tech Pay. Beyond which, I insisted that we give Parliament a list of contracts for what normally happens. We give you the money and we have the building program. By the time we don't leave, you will send sense of which project, at least, let's say, the first 10, as you will see here. That's what we're going to implement. Because the budget is before, or the project, the budget and the project must be aligned. So to come here and present all the time a high-level budget and leave you without indicating where some of this money will go. So we're trying to correct that. So I think that's why we included this slide. And it's applied with a number of concepts, because of that. That's the That's a sample of that.
Yes,
Honorable
Chair,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable
Members,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable
Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable
Members,
Honorable
Members,
Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members, Honorable Members
breakdown of the 1.9 billion that has been allocated for the property rate. This is how the property rate budget has been allocated to the various provinces with KZN and have been the biggest allocation based on the number of municipalities and properties that they are paying. And also, I want to highlight the fact that the 1.9 billion can only be fully confirmed once the asset register is complete, because we cannot say we are paying for each and every property that we own in the asset register. And therefore, this budget will increase as and when new properties are identified and new properties are rated by the municipality. We have been given a task to reconcile our registers with the municipality so that we can begin to assist municipalities on properties that they should be making that they are not making currently. At the moment, this is the only budget that is allocated during the year under review. That's when we begin to identify additional properties and request funding to the EPWP. We have also included a slide to show the breakdown of the incentives that is included in Program 3 of 1.1 billion. 599 million going to municipalities, 292 being earmarked for provinces, and 217 million going to the non-state. The following slide shows the budget under the PNCB. When I presented on the infrastructure budget, there was a 1.9 billion that I said does not come from the main appropriation, it comes from the money that we crossed through the TFTP. In terms of the budget that is captured in the TNT for the TFTP, this is what we have projected on accommodating charges. Accommodating charges is the charges that we charge to the client department for buildings that the state buildings that they occupy. They pay us the 3.8 billion is what we have projected to receive from all the state accommodation occupied by client departments. Augmentation is the money that we receive from Treasury via DPW. This money has been allocated to the department since 2006. The purpose of the funding was to close the PMT, to make sure that the PMT is operational by rehabilitating our building. And it is applied to the rehabilitation of the building and any other initiatives that need to be implemented in the PMC. Management fees, we charge 5% for paying municipal services on behalf of client departments. And this is what we have projected as the revenue that will get other interest received from the bank account. Private business, we are not making any real business on this one, because the same amount that we paid to the landlord, the same amount that we claim from our client department. Therefore, in total, the revenue that we have projected is 7.8 billion under the PMTU, over and above the 8 billion that is under DPW, and the 2.5 billion of client capital and municipal services. Expenditure is also 7.8 billion because we are not yet budgeting for a surplus under the PMTU. Therefore, the funds that are allocated there that we are going to recover from client departments will be applied on cleaning and gardening, the day-to-day maintenance on our building, private leases, the same amount, property rates, repair and renovation of our building, upgrading of our building. The balance of 100,000 is the amount that we always reserve for all the suspense accounts that we keep here. Thank you.
Thank you, CFO. Didi, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Yes, I'm there. We have the comparison.
But can you remember, for a first of time, we need to engage. And honorable members, I am going to give each member. Each member will ask three questions and then we'll go for the second bite. And the minister, in yesterday's paper,
there was an article on the 5.8 billion on Christine. When responding to questions can be deducted there also. An explanation needs to be given to us what's happening with Christine.
Major problem. Now I'm glad to hear you brought in They will be developed annually you know, keep on developing annually. We don't know what is the reason of that, you know. It's not clear. Developed the internal audit annually, developed the internal audit. There is no way of maybe reviewing or implementing to be sure that now it's implemented. They talk about developing. And also, on the issue of the maintenance, I see that there is a maintenance. Also, it's a worry, Honorable Chair, because in the previous year, in the previous report, you will recall that we were given the assessment that was done by the consultant. That the department said to us, they can't implement that assessment because there was no condition assessment that was done. It's only just done. But now we can talk about the budget on the maintenance. How are you going to utilize or spend the particular budget? Since you said the one that was done in 2006 is not implemented because of the outstanding condition assessment that was supposed to be there. And that depends on the issue of the system, because we'll be depending on the system that works. Last year, you talk about e-waste. That you said it's not cannot be quantified. You know, you can't use it. You can't implement it. It was zero around the issue of implementation because you said there were challenges. At the moment, if you talk about IT system that is going to be rectified, does it mean to say now that you have cleared the challenges that you said to have in the department? But around the issue of the quarterly, the issue of monitoring, I think, like my colleague made an example with the National Youth Service, there is a quarterly thing that is done here. But the problem is that it's put differently. If you look at the main document on page 77, there is an indication that total number of work opportunities, and then they divide it into quarterly targets. But it was not on the summary of the presentation. But in the main document they have done it, one has gone through the document, it's there, but it's confusing because it's not used to be like that. You know, but there, I have seen it as you have put it that way. Maybe this will be important also when you summarize the presentation, you also indicate those targets because one has seen it around here. Maybe I'm imposed here because the chair said would also give us another budget.
Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. When I checked this on this original document, the statement by the former minister, he said, I quote, the final report on corruption will not be tolerated in this department, given the procurement related nature of our business. We are increasing our capacity to effectively manage fraud going forward. Even today, it's too common for us in this place. So, what our new minister going to do with this project? And the other one says that one on page 7, says what I want to. On page 7, if they are talking about this key policy priority over 5 years, what I want to get out is this policy are linked with the original key priority term of this department. Because we have to understand whatever they are saying here is denominated from the original one. And the other one says that on page 14, Chair, when they are talking about the invoice, the segment of invoices, they say 21, but then I took 7. There is some construction which is working under ICT. This is the announced plan with that payment. They already submitted their invoices, but they are not yet even paid from the ICT. So what I want to find out is the linkage of them and the ICT. and the co-leaders they are doing. And that one here is this one on page 21. On page 21 here is this one of rehabilitation of kind of poverty. This is a target, a number of indicators. And the target share of 2013 was only 20 copper. It's not a low key of activity. We are talking that we are targeting 100 copper. But the 2012 is only 10 copper that are going to be.
My first question is on the Israel service deliverance. Not here, what happened to it? Is it still existing? If not, can we justify why it's no longer existing? My second question is on the 200 companies on the screen. If the department can clarify to us, how are they going to do that? Are these companies, all of the total of them are in 200, or at least 6 funds outside 600. The other question is on the 200 jobs to be created over 5 years through the building program. I want to know how does the department intend to do this, because the target for 2015 for 40,000 jobs, when only 5,000 were created in 2011, 2012. How are they going to do that? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My first question is with regard to the issue of national youth freedom. When it was indicated that the national youth target is 3,500, and also for the education project that is 1.2 million people to be employed. I just want to find out the breakdown between national problems in this regard, because it is only a figure, but we also need to find out because these problems are not global, or not, the problems are different, because if you want to address the unemployed, those problems is where the economy is flourish, and there are those problems where people are actually having problems with national borders. So I just want to know about the breakdown. And another one is with regard to the science service learning agreement. That is also indicated here on the first number. That the two are signed, and those are signed into for parliament, the procedure. So I just want to find out about other service level agreements with other departments. Many traditional arguments behind other traditions. I just want to find out what can happen to those which and what we find on those which are concerning. My other question is relating to the audit, the financial control and addressing the audit challenges. It was indicated that there are people deployed to help in that area. So I just want to know if you deployed new people to actually to assist in that department. What is going to happen to those people who were working in that department? Are you going to put them aside, or are you going to still use them to help those who have deployed there? I just want to find out because I'm very much confused.
this is a very, very issue in the future.
Thank you,
Honorable
Member.
Thank you, Honorable
Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I want to thank the Minister. Because he was really honest and what he said for this morning about capacity building, supporting evaluation, support and evaluation team, and half of the senior staff management acting and everything that he said this morning. He said that one is just worried about the time. There are no time frames. Even in the report also, there are no time frames to say that this time the issue will be heavy, what I want to say. And my second question will be based on the risk management. That, how many registers are there within the department? If 80% are to be updated in the 2012-2013 financial year. And also, the quarter 20% of departmental risk registers to be updated. What is the actual problem? What is the reason for no information being available in the first quarter of 2012-2013 under the updating of the department? There is a lot of how many and how far and deep and but let me stop here. Thank you.
I think we need to commend the department for coming up to France to say here we are. We've got problems whereby they it's really understandable. Because for a very long time we've been doing the same or asking the same question. But at least now we know that it's like the department, the second department from Kati. These are the business. I would like to have measurable implementation plan so that at least we know that by the first quarter, what you intend to achieve so that you are able to say how far you've gone so far. We know that ready to come, to understand. But first of all, I'll just on the implementation and review of project management strategy, you made mention of the coordination of intergovernmental missions. Would like to know if do you still have those new MAC meetings that you used to speak so that there is synergy between national, province, and local of government. Because, to be honest with you, when you go out there to do oversight, there's a lot of disjunction. You hear this from the national environment, but at local level, there's something totally different from what they are supposed to be doing. Also, on the internal audit plan that has been developed, approved, and implemented. Also, on the risk management committee, I think we'll be having a disclaimer in last year's audit. Really, those people were serious about what they are doing. We even asked whether we have the value for money for the people who are paying every month and they get their fee, but at the end of the day, it's like nothing. The fraud prevention strategy is just not there because it's like there's a lot of problems. Also, we need a lot of explanations. Like, for instance, if you are saying 25% participation of women users. But 25% of what? We would like you to hear the speaker. And about the establishment of the screening unit, has it been there or is it going to be established from scratch? the 25% of capital budget
Thank you. Chairperson. Thank you, Minister. I would want to say that I'm hearing that the Minister he is interested in his job. He's always here with us. The question is that we do right things at the right time. In the past, our ministers used to doubt us, but we never acknowledged our mission. Well, it was only the reason. It was only the reason not known to them.
Thank you for this presentation. One thing I want to know from the DG, it was a lovely presentation, but there's something I would want to know from her. She said that the transfer of land from public works to other departments, for instance, the human settlement, do you do the proper transfer there or is that a gentleman's agreement? I ask this one because there's a lot of land belonging to the government which is lying unused all over the country. Number two, the reduction of vacancies. As far as I can see, instead of reducing vacancies, they have escalated. Looking in this document, annual performance plan, page 7. in page 7, right at the top, you indicate that there are many people that have been employed by, you mentioned them, cleaners, tradesmen, groundsmen, machine operators, and others. You say the number was 2,940. You employed only 260. And if you did that there, 354 vacancies have not been filled. And then you go down below that, senior security, chief officer, administrator, secretary. You said you employed 336, but the grand total there is 2,563. 1717, vacancies have not been filled. You go underneath there, deputy director, assistant directors and others. The total there is 734 and you employed 131. Deputy director, you employed 182, but the total number should be 683. Well, the grand total for the whole lot is there. You will find that it is one is the there are 3,531 vacancies which have not been filled. And I do not know whether we are going to fill them annually or quarterly. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. I'll answer some of the questions to them. So, various types of countries will answer some of the questions that are related to themselves. I start quickly on the issue of the baseline. Yes, I agree that some of the measures are not based on, or rather, the baseline is not. Also, I think part of the problem is really because some of this generation of the system is based on also the liability of some of the data that is available, but we're looking to that the issue of retention. We do have actually a retention policy, but we are not, we have the internet policy that we do have.
that's a compliance issue that they have to, their plan is a rolling plan that must be another device. On fraud and corruption, transaction and honorable member, the strategy is available. Probably it would be better to make some time and come and present it and what has happened in the implementation of that fraud and corruption strategy. The internal audit unit, as I have alluded to before, it needs to be capacitated more, honorable chair. And here are some of the problems that we have experienced. But we're working to actually address that. It will not set positive in all our nations. The humanitarian program, public works have the humanitarian trainees. What has happened over the years, the program itself delivered some service delivered along the standards that were coordinated by the DPSA. And Western research also to cabinet, but it does have military trained people. Some of course may have left, but it does have a military. It does the whole notion of managing of that program and make sure that we respond to our client's needs and improve service delivery. But the training of the military facilitators did take place, and some of these military graduates are still in the department. On the issue of IGR, yes, MINMEC does it, and there will be having MINMEC on Friday, honorable member. Obviously, the changes in the department are trying to reshape it. Some of the meetings have affected the day, but not necessarily the meetings are happening. The vetting, yes, is done by media, but I'll let my colleague here answer about the unavailability of media. What I normally know is that the vaccine normally takes long to do because at times we're also not responsive to the security needs to the person. So the security chief director has discussed that with his honorable members and is receiving a priority attention. And for some managers who are delaying vaccine. On the issue of, I saw that one honorable member has spoken about, responded to honorable member about the quarterly target and the midterm target. The annual performance plan is a treasury, you correct honorable member, it's a treasury requirement, that's the midterm target. And those midterm targets in the annual performance plan are also broken down into quarterly targets. I'll hand over to my colleague.
Thank you very much. Security, honorable member, Chairperson, just a few things relating to corporate services that I will deal with categorically. I will start at the top with regard to the vacancy rate. Members have taken us through the figures that are in front of them. As of yesterday, the figure that we had of the field positions on our sub-establishment was just under 6,000, and the vacancy rate is standing at just under 1,000. The member raised the issue to say it looks like the vacancy rate is increasing instead of reducing. If we go back to the baseline, which is the strategic plan of 2010-2011, members will realize we opened the period with a vacancy rate of 21.4%. That was the vacancy rate at the time. So that was our baseline, it was 21.4%. In the presentation that we did, here with this, this year we are looking at attaining 15%. So in essence, it is actually coming down. So that's 15% of the structure vis-a-vis the 21.4% that we opened in the strat plan of 2010-2011. You know, I think currently we are sitting at about 17%, but it is coming down. But perhaps let me clarify that. But also still with regard to the issue of vacancy, the acting DG framework, this is a moving target that we are dealing with. She said it's a runaway branch, it's a moving target that we are dealing with. These figures are dynamic, and you know, people come into the organization every day, people leave the organization for whatever reason. Could be questions of natural attrition, could be, you know, people you know, affected by greenhouse gas and so that is the, you know, the battle that we have. However, members will recall that last year there was a directive that came from high up, that because 2011 was the year of job creation. Government departments had to accelerate their own internal programs of job creation, and the department also went to on a very, very, you know, table chance of recruitment, you know, draft. So we managed it. Yes.
Can I intervene? And the information that you gave traders, those traders, they have indicated that data has been provided by the department and may be necessarily reconciled with official government personnel data. As from the 30th September 2011, the department had an establishment of 6,710 posts as at 30 September 2011. The number of field posts, including those additional to the structure, grew from 5,734 in 20089 to 5,006 in 2011-12. As of September 30th, 2011, department had 1,063 vacant posts, the majority of which were within the immovable asset management program under operations management. The ratio of support staff to line staff into 1:3. Can the information that we are giving us tally with the information that you gave as treasurer?
I want also to make it in what you are saying. According to the report for us here, you are saying that the report card from the field is 6,500. And that is 86% spirit, according to the documentation. And you are saying, according to the documentation, 14% that is unfilled. But when you look at the way you explain it, like 17% and so on, it doesn't tie up also, because I was looking at the previous report, as the trade indicated, to say it doesn't tie up, because last year we are saying previously it was 21%, but the actual, when it was presented before, and not the one in trade, it was 746. That's why the Honourable Mabubani is saying it's increasing. It's looking at the actual on the numbers.
Now, I hear Honourable Member. I think going forward, it is important for us to have a common type of currency that we use to check the establishment. But sometimes the numbers themselves can be confusing. About that, because the establishment is dynamic.
But the numbers are written by and the human being that writes the numbers down is the one that confuses.
What I'm trying to say is, maybe as we go forward, it will be important to agree that for this forum, it is important to measure a percentage of the staff establishment, the field versus the vacant. So we will know, tracing by the percentages, whether we are going up or we are going down. What I'm saying is, if we look at actual numbers, that might be misleading the house, because those numbers, they change. So the figures that you've got will be different from the figures that currently are on paper as of yesterday, because of the intake of people that are coming to the department, because of those that have left. So those figures will have changed. However, as management, I think our obsession should be with whatever numbers are there, we should not allow the vacancy rate to fall below a certain threshold. Maybe there will be the need for us to agree on that threshold.
You see, we said last year in this Equatorial Committee that we don't want long speeches, long confusing speeches. We answer straight to the point. Straight to the point. Last year, Minister Matamu Kabine indicated in a meeting that public works never have actual numbers. You can't give
him go to Akashi and come back and give us an answer straight and to the point. My brother.
No, sir, I want to say to you, sir, that the establishment of the department, the total number of the people on the organogram, on the organogram result, because any percentage you will come up with is based on the number. There will be no way. Even if there is a different percentage and it's going down, it's because maybe the number has changed. So there is no way that the number, if we quote the number will be confusing. Because the percentages are based on the number. So if the total establishment of the department has not been revised and increased in the whole, it means to say to state, you will be having echo. It will be correct. Maybe I think it is correct to say that maybe if you are presenting to us, that's why we are worried about the department giving us percentages without the baseline. Because they are confusing us. How can I make a percentage without the baseline?
Thank you. Can we get a written CFO? We are adding the request that we made some good space and we are expecting you to respond. Can this one add on the request that we made that you still submit a sponsorship paper and officially did not? This one must also be on top of the list that you requested. On paper, an insertion is done on paper so that we can be able to keep information for follow up.
My understanding from the chairman is that you will want the actual number. The number is what you want. Because the number of what I can provide is the number. As of yesterday, I can provide the number on the establishment.
What we are requesting, you to say go to the organogram. When you go to the organogram, you tell us how many codes we are supposed to have for the department. That is the total number of the department. And then after that, you indicate how many codes we keep out of the total. And the budget, we're trying to do this here. You did it very well here on page 6. Yes, 6 to 7. But unfortunately, your figure doesn't tie with the other reports, like the report that you presented to Treasury and the report that was reported to us last year. That's why we are querying. But we were trying to address that here. The only problem is that your figure doesn't tie with the other reports.
Yeah. I think the chairperson has already spoken on the section B, has already spoken on the HR retention strategy. I'm not going to touch on that. But safe to say that as a department, we are required, both by treasury regulations and the public service regulations, to produce the HR plan of the organization every year. And that HR plan will have snippets of the retention, you know, on it. Therefore, the reason in CPS, the retention strategy, in the department that we are, you know, we are using. So it is incorporated in the HR plan of the department that is available for, you know, for coaching.
Sir, no, I'm worried. We are not interested about the policies that are just sitting in the castle and not being implemented. Because what we want, if we have got the retention strategy, are you implementing it? Because the DG is saying it's there, but it has never been implemented. It's not what we want. We want a strategy that will be in action. Because that strategy that is not implemented is equal to nothing.
Don't respond on issues that the DG has responded to. With regard to the IT work, the IT works is an internal system of the department. It's the brainchild of the department. Yes, the system has experienced a lot of problems. The system has been audited before, and we reached a conclusion that it was at some stage, you know, running, you know, beyond the project, you know, timeline. However, in terms of the current progress, IT works remain very vital to the asset registered reputation in the department. We know for a fact that certain modules have been updated on the IT works, that the list of modules that have been updated. But having said that, the system still has got a number of challenges. It is the system of the department. We own the system and we are working on perfecting the system. However, it lays a base for a kind of the system that we want in the department. We agree that it could have been better, and it can be better. We agree to to that.
Yes. In the previous report in September, we did a report that was saying that the target was not achieved. Nothing was done. They put a reason to say that the calendar with business rules governing making deals, the payment types. I even asked a question that time to say that before you implement anything, don't you first do a research? Because the report was presented before us last year. So if we are saying now we have started, where are you with it? Because they said nothing was done because of those challenges. And then we were worried that you just go for implementation without a respect on those particular matters.
Yes?
No, I
understand
your question. What I was trying to do was to give progress to the system. I've accepted the challenges that are there, that are inherent in the system. So the challenges are still there. However, there is a discernible progress with regard to the system. Currently, the project that we have with Ernst & Young, working on the asset rating, to a large extent, it also relies on having an IT work that is a key operation. So we do have, that Ernst & Young did report that, the repository on IT work is established, so we are able at the moment to work on data placing as well as data migration. So it is a practical system, but it has got a lot of its own challenges that you will admit to the house.
Professor, I think the agenda for today was the issue of the first plan, the annual performance plan, and the annual performance plan. If we direct from that, you are going to entertain things that are supposed to entertain in the quarterly. In some quarterly reports that are supposed to be submitted to the committee. That is why I'm raising this so that we will focus on the budget and the annual performance levels presented to the committee. But the details of the things that I mentioned, I think we will appear to the number of companies that have been screened.
It depends on two things, the chairperson. Number one, security services can only screen the companies that are referred to them. These are the companies that have come into the department to do the business with the department. They have gone through the database, others have been awarded work, and so they can do that. With regard to the numbers, yes, 200 is very realistic. They can screen that. As of now, as we are speaking now, just in this current financial year, they have actually screened more than 200 companies. Therefore, 200 is the realistic. With regard to NIA, yes, we are dependent on NIA. We cannot dictate the internal processes and the internal capacity of NIA. Sometimes we have a priority cases that we will refer to, you know, to them, and then you know they are very very you know cooperative. But about the, once the process is in their hands, it's really out of our control. I think just the last thing about the figures that were mentioned on page 7 of the APP. Those figures, the ones in brackets, are the vacancies out of those are the established ones. So it depends 123 of the 700. So 123 will be your vacant one. So those are the ones that we have to say. That's what, let me explain that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair, Honourable Minister and Members, Protocol Observed. Mine is a simple question to respond to the status of the SLA. Currently, the department has 51 clients, prestige aside. Let me give you the breakdown. Of the 51, 36 are national government departments, and 15 are their entities that wish to use us in the provision of our accommodation requirements. Of the 51, we have concluded and signed 17 SLAs. We're working in ongoing discussion with the remaining 34 to conclude agreements with them. We're trying very persuasively, and certainly if it gets a little tricky, we'll call upon the assistance of our PG and Minister. In relation to prestige, this is a new initiative for the coming year, as identified in the plan, and this seeks to enhance our relationship with both prestige and the Presidency, whom we have identified as two key sectors currently in the prestige environment. So the plan for the coming year is to conclude service level agreements with both Presidency and prestige. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ariane?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll first explain the figure that has been reported for the first 10 service agreements. Then come to the payment end of the 1 day, which are the payments that are done by IA. And also on the UIA conference. Oh yes, the UIA conference. To start with the 5.7 billion that was in the news papers yesterday, the figure comes from page 38 of the ENB 2019 income. Now, the figure is reflected under total profit. The line that precedes various centers. Now, how we arrive at this amount is that the figures that you are seeing in the document represent a 7-year trend, which comes to about 2.9 million. Okay, so 7 years. The entire plan spends more than 10 years in the future project. That's how the guidelines are given. Now, what project is given to us is the what has been allocated for the year 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. And then they will give us their projected plans as the plans were presented yet.
Can you request the conference floor so that people look at the document?
Yes,
letting in. The Christian vote cell and outside the Christian vote cell. Do we all have that recognition?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The table shows all the various departmental infrastructure programs as they were listed in the presentation that you presented. Now, on the presentation, we did not show this separately as it is included in one of the special programs in the department. But on this one, can I be put on seeing the breakdown of this area? Now, since the 5.7 billion there is made up of 800 million of projects that come prior to 2008-2009. Any project that was initiated under project. As long as there is still retention money that is outstanding or the project is still ongoing, they still cash flow on the system linked to a specific project. It could be a project that was started 10 years ago. The fact that there's still cash flow on certain things that are happening on that project, it will be successful under the cash flow. Now, in terms of the breakdown, 800 million comes from projects prior to 2008 and 9, as this table is only showing from 2008 and 9. 2.9 billion is all the figures that we have reflected here in terms of 2 billion is the figure that goes to beyond 2015 because it's part of the project. And the 2 billion on the 15th is allocated against the parliamentary prison that is under planning. It's projected to be implemented long after 2015. So the system will show all the projects, all the cash flow for the duration of the project. Now, what we are requested to do is to compress the total cost of the project but show the figures for the current year.
Okay.
Compress the total project but show the figures for the current year. So the total project cost over the period that could spend over 15 years is reflected under project cost. So the 2 billion for parliamentary prison, the expenditure that can happen in the next 5 years for the parliamentary prison is included in the total project cost. But what we are going to spend in the next 3 years is what is reflected under 2012, 13, 13, 14, and 14, 15. It's 1.3 billion. 1.3 billion, that is what we are going to spend in the 3 years. 1.566 billion, it is what we have spent, what has been audited. 800 million is what was spent before 2008 and 9, and 2 billion is what we are going to spend beyond 2015. The reason why it's captured under project cost is because it's the total cost of the project, various projects, not just one project. But the details of the project will be then owned by the project manager.
No.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I think the Minister was correct to say that before we discussed it, the Minister speculated on it. Because the way they have speculated on this particular thing before they came to this life, and they even indicated that it's seemingly nice, but they want to say the budget for the Minister was seemingly only. So this is a problem that we are really facing. I don't know how come that the documents before we discussed they are outside and being speculated wrongly. Maybe it will be important that now for us as members we understand what is this budget to be attacked for us rather than taking the speculations from the media that are talking nonsense. Thanks.
Before
coming
back,
but
there the way we write and document that. You say on prestige, various centers upgrading and construction of 160 prestige accommodation sites. And that was taken to be only accommodation for ministers. Meanwhile, that's not only accommodation for ministers. Parliamentary ministers are also here, right? So I think we have a way of maybe, I don't know, of formulating it, whatever we want to indicate here in the document. But I think that's why this issue came up. We should also help explain that this
bringing that internal up here in Parliament. Is it not part of it? It's part of it. So I think we need to have a way of I don't know, Minister. I'm sorry to come before you. I wanted to do this.
Chairperson, I think you are right, and Honourable Conrad is also right. The way it got sensationalized yesterday, because this Zuma administration spending billions on the laptop of the ministers and MPs for that matter, on the laptop of the ministers and the MPs at the expense of the poor man. This was the media which was taking a political step without getting the clarity. I conceive, Chairperson, that if you look at this, it's not explained to you, you might miss that conclusion. But why would a media person not seek clarity on this particular matter? So it's very clear that it was political, and the target is very clear. Every time it's this Zuma administration and this ANC, which is spending at the expense of the market and so on. When you look into the fact, it becomes different. And I think we will try and find a way of correcting this particular matter, even at the public level, because the motion has been raised at the public level.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Minister. Honourable Members, I'm sure you
department, because you're supposed to read this and analyze it and put the correct perspective report to this issue, clarify some of the questions so that the public can be clear on this. I think they have a role to play here to correct the issues as raised in the media. There's not any other way to do it rather than responding and correcting some of the things that we
Honourable, can we continue? The next one was on the 80,000 euros that we pay for the conference. The department is only acting as a surety to the South African Institute of Architects. And that is how the MOU was also coined. But in the second year of this MOU, the council came to the department saying they don't have the money to pay, and therefore they request the department to pay on their behalf. After 2014, when the event has taken place, they look at whatever revenue that has been generated and pay by the department. So the initial agreement is not about the department paying, it's about the department serving as surety in the event that the South African Council, the Institute of Architects, is not able to pay. The reason why we are budgeting annually is because they know the commitment is received with the council. The council has agreed that they will be able to pay in the later year. Now, if we pay upfront the full amount, yes, indeed, it will assist in terms of the exchange rate. But then we have carried the entire obligation. We'll move away from being jointly and take over the obligation. I think, and I agree that maybe what we need to do as a department is to sit with the South African, with the council, and look at their projections until 2014 and agree on whether, in terms of what they have projected as revenue, will cover them in the next 2 years. If not, then we'll have to roll back as a department and take an agreement to see whether we pay upfront and then wait for the event to take place and then pay.
Last
question.
On the issue of the conditions, again, I think we have to look at that one. Because their estimation is always when the rent is generated. There is no contingency plan to say that if it increases or fluctuates up, what will happen, you know. So these are some of the things that we have to take into consideration when we decide to end this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the
special
agreement,
if
you want to on the special agreement, the target that we have included in the first time relates to the invoices that we pay at CCW. But I do agree that if there is any complaint from IDT on the payments that we have transferred or on the money that we have asked IDT to implement on our behalf, if we do get a complaint from a contractor who is not paying, we'll certainly engage IDT.
So far, we haven't received any complaints from any contractor who has been appointed by ICC to say they have not been paid. We have seen it with
everything.
Did you want to come
not to forget the response to another member and then the council of the and the council of the
Honorable chairperson and members, our response is the following. The amnesty campaign condition assessment, rehabilitation and transfer of land. The amnesty campaign, at the outset, we have to acknowledge that we would have to intensify this campaign. The call center for operational bring back is active, but we're receiving very little calls. The verification and the obtaining information about cases for properties are supported by the verification process that is on the way, on the go now with Ernst & Young. Like the Minister alluded to, with the gap analysis being concluded with the various asset registers, the Department of Rural Development, the police, where Dwarf as a custodian and all provincial custodians. The Chief Surveyor General is also conducting a state land audit on all state properties, so this will also assist our process going forward. For condition assessments, the issues raised were the desktop analysis completed in around 2006. This is reference to the backlog, the document was called, I think, maintenance backlog and accommodation backlog in and around there. And this was a desktop analysis completed. It was based on a download from the WCS on the state of maintenance, as well as engaging clients on their accommodation backlog. And then this document was produced. So it was a desktop analysis, and the costing as well was based on a desktop analysis. The current process for maintenance, in terms of scheduling maintenance projects, is as follows. We have developed partially portfolio strategies that looks at the information coming from the user asset management plan as well as the custodian and the lighting development, and we look at the ratings of the buildings. C2s and C3s getting the most attention for maintenance. There's also to supplement the OSH reports that come through from the OSH inspectors and technical inspectors via the region, as well as from the regional technical inspectors on the buildings that they visit. They cost these documents and they set them on a high level, and that's how we project the requirements in terms of costing and the alignment to the available budget. But going forward, we have to conform to the requirements of the IAMA, and part of the requirements of the IAMA is to have condition assessments. It's a legislative requirement. It is, at the outset, Honorable Member, a very extensive exercise, but we would have to do it going forward, and we have to prioritize some budgets, and we will prioritize projects in the new year to be subject to the detailed condition assessment. This will also be an assist us to start to be proactive with our planning for maintenance as opposed to reactive. So we are busy with that process. The rehabilitation, we've identified about 100 projects that we've put into planning already. For next year, we plan to finish at least 10 buildings, but this would be mainly the smaller buildings because, like the DG alluded to earlier on, in terms of the life cycle and infrastructure planning for buildings that have aged considerably and compliance with heritage requirements and certain standards on the building, it is a complex exercise. So where a private sector can go and do something in 2 years, in our sense, it would take a little bit longer. And it will be slightly more expensive. So I think next year, realistically, we could achieve 10 buildings, but we schedule that accordingly across the 5 years in terms of what we could deliver on. But in terms of expediting, it has been noted that for the transfer of land to human settlements, we have to say that there is a proper process in place. what actually happens is that the Department of Human Settlements, via the Housing Development Agency, they work with the spatial development framework, as well as they work with the identified housing needs and backlog that they've identified. They identify suitable land based on a register that we share, and they come through with the request. We approve land based on the approved development with the councils, etc. But we just don't give up hectares and hectares of our land, but it's just on the approved projects that are planned by the Department of Housing. What we do internally is that we commission an evaluation of this land, and this request then goes to our land assessment board to assess. Although the land goes through the Department of Human Settlements, we would have to then, but we assess what the value is, etc. The process then goes by the DG, by the Minister, and National Treasury for Concur before it actually goes into the Housing Development Agency and Department of Human Services. On the estimate of national expenditure, there are large projects, large small projects that have been budgeted for, and we want to get assurance from the department that there won't be any variation on this project. We want to be assured of that one. Because there are many projects in Dead End, Victoria, whatever. And secondly, Minister, I forwarded info communication to the DG from correctional services. There are issues on three prisons. The prison, one of the prisons, the one that is visited at the Portillo College, Barclay and other schools, there are outstanding issues there, DG. And the Portillo Committee of Correctional Services would like us to sit as correctional and public work together with the department. Was the system of blame on their institutional project. It's not taking place. And I think we need to, I don't know, we are pressed on time, but those issues need to be attended to before Kobane, no. Because we went to Berkeley, and we asked friends to give us information to respond to questions that were asked there and asked today. Friends, heaven. And we wrote a follow-up letter to the department to say we want Fred to account on this. And also on Robben Island, we requested Fred to give us information on Robben Island, what's taking place there in Robben Island when it comes to public work. Up to date, the Minister, they don't respond. And Minister, last week in Akhetia Park, I want to say it here. When I arrived, on my stoop, there was this cement that was mixed with water. The cement that was just flying there when the wind blew. I called them, and I had to put water, and the cement was washed away. Yesterday, when I came back in the evening, Master of Satisfaction demands another expenditure. Is that not a wasteful expenditure? If last week they used the cement and water and whatever, that I need that to account. And yesterday, they used the cage. Is that what should happen, Minister? Who is overlooking, who's taking charge of this? Who's taking it to China? Who's monitoring, Minister? I got a very serious question. And Minister, this is, you must tell them, they must not come and do that at my cage, only just to blunder me. I'm not that person that you can just blunder.
which I everything is fine. If things are not okay with the minister, things are not okay. And those are the issues that we ask the minister to respond. Those are the issues that we need to sit down and agree that when are we dealing with the conditional services issue and the outstanding issue.
A whole quick one, the strategy. You know, the issue of the EPWC is critical, and the minister also emphasized it. I want to check here, based on the problems and the challenges that were reported, that the municipalities were not giving a report, how are they going to do it now? That it works. And secondly, on the issue of the contracted budget, the minister said they are going to reduce the issue of the contracted. I want to check if they can indicate to the finance what percentage has been reduced in the current budget, the issue of the consultant. And lastly, on the issue of the professionals, there is an indication that 90 these environment professionals are going to assist the department in the technical support. But I want to check, because most of the damage that has been reported here is coming from the region. Are there any mechanisms that is going to
be? We want them to make a follow up when we meet with them, they must come and respond to those issues that have been implemented.
but it has some very serious recommendations, which we must take it as a factor or factor in scheme. So that's what we are saying. Change management is not about change for the sake of it. The intention is to transform how that department works and come up with a strategy and drive everybody to be able to transform that particular department. But what we are also saying, there's no way where you can just remove everybody from the department. You have the people in the department, majority who are committed, but the morale is very low. How are we going to use the leadership to boost the morale? And that is why we're saying even the union, we want to engage them. This is what I've said to the union. I've said to them, we will support and defend the labor and the trade union right. That's what you'd expect from a former trade union in Biden. And we've said that includes collective bargaining and good faith negotiating over all labor related matters. But this is a very statement now. But I've said to them, running a government department and contributing to service delivery, there are some things which are non-negotiable. So running a department, there are things which are non-negotiable. Those include rooting out fraud and corruption in all its forms. Regardless of who is tainted, we have to deal with. The question of the obligations and the responsibilities of each and every worker are non-negotiable. I'm talking for the public sector. For them to be on time, on task, professionally behave at all times, those are non-negotiable. But in the process, you are going to be able to pick up the weaknesses. As you pick up those weaknesses, you might say, we need to retrain. Because we have to look at our impact, what we have been doing all along. But remember, I've said, a turnaround cannot be an event. It's a process, but it can't be an indefinite process. We have put ourselves something between a year to 18 months. There are things which we want to have done in a year's time, but there are things which we would want to have accomplished the whole process maybe in about 18 months. But of course, change management or change what you call processes in some organization can take 10 years. I can tell you, FAST is operating very well, but they are still embarking on that process of change management. And according to them, it might take them 10 years to be where they want to be. However, there will be certain basics which you must be able to say, on this I won't be found wanting. Short-term stabilization, putting a year to a year and a half. This discussion of the process might also take a while. But the actual implementation might be very long. But there are certain things which you won't compromise. You don't expect that you will have the same audit of a disclaimer the coming year. You don't expect that. You don't expect that on asset register we'll be talking the same stories. Even if we are not yet there, you must see an improvement. I think that's what we are expecting. So that is how what I've communicated is to say, we will this time do things in a different way. And I've said, I don't have an intention to kick out people. People will kick themselves out of the department. But I'll be demanding accountability from everybody. And that's what I've started doing. But I won't be pushing corruption and fraud.
I won't be pushing. Comprehensive diagnostics. The minister mentioned comprehensive diagnostics. Interesting word for me. And you have to, you know, make a diagnosis to give the right medicine to the patient. When will you have comprehensive diagnostics? And when will you make it available to us?
Our intention is to ensure that we must not come with an imposed diagnosis. We must go to each and every functional unit of the department. analyze it from outside, but also say it to the workers what you think are the problems. And something very interesting, those workers in the shop are very willing on this process. They are saying, yeah, that's what we've been waiting for. That's what they are saying to us. So it would be very difficult to say exactly so much, but it can take us more than 18 months doing that. That's the whole period. It might even take less than that, but that's why we want to bring a change management expert who's going to be nursing this process, moving with everybody, and making sure that the management and everybody else, even in the meeting, understand what we are doing. Because the problem is, we tend to have this understanding only at the top, and you come up with a half-baked thing which you impose on the people as a resistance. Even in private companies, change management which is imposed tends to have a resistance. In fact, 80% of change management services are fake, even in the private sector. But here, we think that the key is to ensure that you move with all the stakeholders.
Thank you. Minister, thank you very much for elaborating on your case. We will conquer. Nothing is impossible in this world if we are willing to conquer, and we will conquer. Thank you very much, DG, for your presentation. And can we next time look around the issue of corruption we need to speak up? Honourable members, we have come to the end of the meeting. And those who did not get a second bite, my apologies. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back.